noon.
Okay.
Okay, but anyway, we'll take that up Wednesday.
Okay.
With that, I'd like to look at the review of the minutes meetings and bring them up on Wednesday. The last comment I'd like to have is on Freedom of Information Request case, since in executive, we had spoke about it, Councilman Crum.
I didn't know we did.
You called last, and we put it off.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Oh, that we put it off, yeah, for Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay, what I want to know is, I seem to recall a month or two ago, whatever it was, we sat in here.
Resolution.
We had a resolution that said that we were to honor this, not go ahead with court case, to honor given the data requested, the financial records requested, all except we're going to get some guidance on what we were barred by law of releasing.
That's correct.
That was the only thing we were going to redact.
To prepare for release sale.
No, I'm talking about the court case.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Chris's rights.
It's premature to even talk about any of it until after we hear what happens in the court.
We had a different resolution too. You are not reading from the most recent resolution pertaining to.
Well, I don't remember that we had one.
Finish, please.
We're fighting, we're spending money on lawyers, we're going to lose this case, we're going to have to give it to her anyway. All it is going to be another strike against you. The latest effort that I saw come in for our attorney was saying that we were going to abrogate our responsibility over our accounts and just let the accountants release it to people. I don't agree with that. I don't think that we need to be abrogating our responsibility over our accounts to the accountants to decide what to give out and what not to give out to people walking in. I think that what they should have, if we don't just give it to them right off the bat by our policy, which we should have one that says what we're going to do, that we at least deal with it internally. If you remember, several years ago, when I was chairman, we were trying to bring all the accounts under our control in our office. And I actually had an agreement made out with the treasurer on how to do that. And then Chief John Redding at the time stepped in and told him he couldn't set up the agreement with us. We've talked about that in passing during the in intervening years about setting up our own our own accounting functions within our office. In other words, having somebody here do the same thing that Leslie Young and
Julia Hudson
does. So I most certainly think that we should maintain control as such as what we have over our records, financial records in particular, and that we not abrogate the responsibility to the nation just to give it out. I think that's wrong for us to take that approach.
After he's done.
I'm done, I guess. I don't realize we had a different voted on method of doing thing. You have to show me that resolution. I remember some discussion about it, but I don't remember a resolution.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman Boone and Councilwoman.
Lacey, not right now, but would you pull that resolution and give him a copy? Because he's notorious for not remembering
the
resolution.
Ma'am, just ask for the subject.
All of this was started by Patricia Spurrier Bright.
Yes, sir.
And ironically, what she has done is made us spend more money with our attorney, and that's exactly what she wanted was the attorney records, and those are attorney-client privilege. She's not privy to that stuff. But there is a resolution that says if we didn't get certain information by such and such a date that we are to proceed with our attorney, so that's where we're at now.
Good for me.
That's right. Thank you.
Councilman.
Actually, when we were dealing with Patricia Bryant, we should have gave her something in writing. Because we didn't give her something in writing, we have to proceed in court.
Correct.
And that's why we went over there to the Assistant Attorney General, and that's what he told us. Now, as far as what she needs to get, none of that documentation that she wanted, the journal record, we don't have access to it. We don't have it. We paid them to keep our books, so it's under the jurisdiction of the treasurer. So I think it's really premature for any of us to be talking about any of it until there's a court decision on the 24th.
Councilman.
Thank you, Chair. this is a bloody conversation because I've got my thoughts on why and why not did we not go over there and just give us information as instructed, go over to the AG, talk to them, and send it out what we could or couldn't do. And it should have happened in 10 days. That's the law of the nation. We've got to do it. We got to abide by the law. The whole nation's in this tit for tat, the United States. And who's going to abide by the law? We have to abide by the law. Now, I don't want to do any more finger pointing. It just hurts. But I'm disappointed that we as a mineral council can't get this thing out in 10 days and do it correctly. So I pray that next time that we get a request that Mr. Waller, or maybe we'll have our director in place at that time, will know exactly what to do. Right then, it kind of hit us in the gut. Yeah, I can understand, but the law is the law.
Yeah.
And when the AG tells you you broke the law because you went past 10 days, you know, it hurt. He told me that. I said, okay, I guess I got to pay the price. So what I'm saying is, let's not do it again. Let's abide by the law. Let's do it. And Chairman, I continue to ask you quite simply, please go talk to the AG. Please walk over to that office and ask him.
We have sent the information over there.
I know you haven't been there as the mineral council directed you to in December. So, but I don't want to go any further. I'm just saying, let's not do it again.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't have anything to do with the council. This is a little historical fact I just want to share with you all. I've told council like last week. A couple weeks ago, me and my wife, we usually go over to St. John's Indian School, what's left of it, out there, out west of my place. I was going to take the chief a couple weeks ago and show him. We'd been talking about it over the winter, and go hit show him. He didn't get to go. He was out of town. I was also going to take Father Daigle, but he had to work a funeral that day. So we went ahead and went over there. And it's just as well that we didn't have anybody go with us because it was real disappointing. Last spring's pasture burn took the roof down.
Oh.
But I have checked with the rock mason. He thinks it's still salvageable. It wouldn't be just where, you know, you push the wall and the whole thing go down. But the building is still standing. And I've got pictures of it and all. And there's, you know, still a chance that we might be able to get something done with it preservation-wise because we own it now. That's part of the purchase. We've got it back. Not just all I'm going to tell you all about it. Thank you.
You personally own it?
Thank you.
Huh? You own it?
No, we own it.
Oh, okay.
We own it. We own it. We own it. Again, we own it now. Yeah, we own it now. Yeah.
I'm trying.
Hey, brother, but I've got 30 years worth of keys now.
Yes. Excuse me. Anything to add? We have a committee report that comes in Wednesday for our scholarship.
Sure.
Can we have a motion to adjourn?
I just made a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Councilwoman, second. Councilman Redcorn, please call for the question.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. The payment is scheduled to be made on February 24, 2017 in the amount of $3,675 per head right, and we will announce it again Wednesday. Thank you all. God bless you.